please be in order for a moment? Are you afraid to hear? I didn't come to read any warnings to you. I came here to speak for you a moment in the name of the President, called in behalf of freedom of speech. Ideas we hate. those ideas seem to be false. The remedy is more speech and more debate so that men may learn the truth. More speech of the kind in the teach-in here a few weeks ago. To clap down or shout down a speaker because you think his ideas are dangerous or that he is telling a lie is to license all others to silence speakers and suppress publication which they find objectionable. Suppose speech is suppressed here tonight. Have you confidence that all who follow that example will be equally right, as right morally as they suppose themselves to be? History is filled with the example of the cruelty done by people who tried to suppress ideas, confident of their own moral righteousness. This time those of you who talk of disruption may be morally justified. Your ends and objectives may even be right. Will others be equally right when they resort to your tactics? Have you confidence that they will? The price of liberty to speak the truth as we see it is permitting others the same freedom. Your tactics, those who are being disruptive, seem to say we're scared to listen to the ideas of others. But why not hear them? Disruptive tactics, even by noise alone, start us down the road to more disruption and more disruption and violence and more violence. Because each time those who go to a meeting will go in somewhat larger numbers and more prepared to use force, so that little by little, in the end, as in Hitler's Germany, the only thing that will count is brute power, the kind of power that you are inviting innocently, naively upon yourself. I cling to the hope, even now, that those of you who are trying to prevent these speakers from being heard will desist. I say I cling to that hope. You have the power. You've shown you have the power to disrupt this meeting. The disciplinary action that will surely follow is not likely to deter you. But I did hope, and for a few moments more, I will hope, that your good sense and courage in doing what is right will cause you to change your mind, to refrain from doing grievous and perhaps irreparable harm to the cause of liberty, indeed to the cause that you think you are trying to serve. Answer what is said here, not by this kind of noise. Answer what is said here with more speech and more teaching and more political action. But let the speakers be heard. In the name of liberty and humanity and peace, let the speakers be heard. I beg of you, let the speakers be heard. You've demonstrated your power. No one can stop you. You can destroy freedom. Let the speakers be heard. Answer them with more speech and more reason and more teaching. Don't deny, don't destroy the best protection for liberty and decent people. Can't stop you. Stop one moment and think what you're doing. Think one moment what you're doing, not just to this university, but to yourself. Think the way you're cheapening your ideals, inviting others to disregard speech. I'm here to state that there is no power short of physical force that will require us to leave this rostrum. It's my pleasure to present to you now as the first speaker, in spite of the new intellectuals in the audience, Mr. Dan Teodoro, Eastern Director of the National Student Coordinating Committee for Freedom in Vietnam and Southeast Asia, Dan Teodoro.
Hey, give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute because... Look, man, okay, you scared the hell out of a lot of us. So let's just wait a minute. Come on. Look, I got here a pamphlet I just spent a nickel on called Free Speech at Harvard by the Progressive Labor Party. Right on. And one thing they say in here is very true. So let me just read you this thing PLP says. Just listen to this, because it really tells you so much about what's coming off. It says, the ruling class loves to talk about free exchange of ideas. Since it owns and controls the press, the schools, the book publishing companies, etc., the cards are stacked in its favor. But when the free exchange actually threatens their class rule, they clamp down on the market. Did you hear me? Did you hear this? Because it's so important for you to know this fact. That's what's coming off. That's so true. The ruling class does control, and the ruling class does lie, and the ruling class takes advantage of every opportunity not to answer to the people. Now, what's the answer? Can you people who are doing this to me and the people on this panel say that you can do the same thing to the ruling class? No! You are nothing but third-rate bourgeois bullshit artists who are putting on the cheap little act. So why don't you try to come off it a little? And why don't you try to show that you have at least revolutionary strength and revolutionary discipline, and that you go beyond the type of cheap actions that one can expect from a well-bred teenager who wants to revolt against his rich bourgeois old man. Just cut the crap and listen to an offer I want to make you. I want this, at least my part. Now, I've been put out here first. Certain people hope that in the time I'm here, you're going to wear yourselves out and you'll be too weak to take on the upcoming speakers. Now, let's change the whole game around. Here's what I want. Pick one person. Pick one person who can speak for you to come up here and take 10 minutes out of the 25 I have available and to say his thing about Vietnam, to say your thing about Vietnam. And I'll answer to that. That's all I want. But show that you're more than sheep and cattle who just hold up signs and make noises. I can get a greater variety of sounds out of a zoo. Get off it. Send somebody up here now. Send somebody up here now. He's got 10 minutes of my time. Let's see if he's got something more to say than the crap you're all pulling now. Let's see if you got a guy who knows what he's arguing for and not more of this cheap bourgeois fist waving. Come off the pot. Show that you know what you're talking about. Send the guy up here now. Come on, send the guy up here now. He's got 10 minutes to present your view. You see, that's why the ruling class rules. The ruling class rules because there are thousands of people who claim to be revolutionaries, and all they are is little animals who like to make noise. Little animals who like to be heard only making noise. Little animals who have nothing to say. I want you to come up here and say it. Come on, send the guy up here. One guy. Send him. Okay? This is on the establishment's time. Come on. Show that you're more than a whole crack of shit. Come up here and say it. Come on. Get a guy up here. No, you won't. Because you prefer to hold up a Viet Cong flag you don't know beans about and to hold up signs which some middle-class liberal made up for you. You don't want to come up here and show that you know or don't know what you're for. That's why the ruling class rules. And everywhere you go, the ruling class is going to continue to rule. Because it's people like you who are the foundation of the establishment. It's people like you who make it possible for the administration of every country in this world to say, they're just a bunch of animals. They've got nothing to say. Come on, show you got more to you than marshmallows. Come up here and do your thing. You got 10 minutes of my time. Nobody wants to come up. That's the cheap revolution. Hey! Okay, somebody mark time. I give this guy 10 minutes. Now, will you keep quiet when I answer him? And I'll keep quiet when he talks. And let's cut this bourgeois horseshit.
I'll start off by saying that I'm a foreigner here, so I'm kind of an outsider.
I think the people on this podium behind me have no right to ask us to debate them seriously. I think, on the other hand, that that's not the key question. Right now, we can show our infinite moral superiority to these thugs by shutting up for just a few seconds and letting them show what fascist pigs they are. The point about this war is not a point of numbers, facts, and figures. There becomes a point when I'm no longer interested in the kind of things that people who try to defend this war say. What I'm then interested in saying is there's a point at which the sheer moral absurdity of what's happening takes over. That point was reached sometime in 1965. Most of us, and I include myself, didn't have the spunk to see that then. I think it's my duty now, and it's our duty together, to do whatever we can to change the political situation in this country so that people like this aren't invited to Harvard because they don't have the respect of anybody on this campus. But so long as they represent even a minority point of view, and they do represent a minority point of view, so long as they represent a minority point of view, after showing our disgust and our horror at what they do in the name of freedom, that's a very important word, freedom. It's a word I doubt they've ever really thought about. They think it means the right to talk at microphones, not the right to eat, the right to live, the right not to be napalmed. That's damn important. However, we have to... Look, I've done my chanting today too. There comes a point at which you just get yourself hoarser and I get myself hoarser, and you waste a lot of paper, and fuck it, there's an ecology movement in this country. Let's stop wasting paper, throwing it around. Just cool it a bit. I think these people are pigs, and I hope they have the guts to look at me and say so. But it doesn't do you any good to shout me down. I must say, I'm going to be damn provocative of you guys. I didn't have any respect for Mr. Cox until today. I think he showed a lot of human dignity in taking this shouting. I think he showed a lot of human dignity. In a way, he showed up these people that we're all attacking tonight. Because he showed that human courage, which is something the Vietnamese people know, it's something that we have to show if we're going to end this war instead of just screaming. Something that we've got to unite and build the kind of anti-war movement that, yes, shuts down the war machine, but shouting ain't going to shut down no war machine. Okay, keep shouting. It's a powerful sound system. Waste your voices, waste my voices. I want to repeat before I go, I think this is that the Young Americans for Freedom asked for this trouble. They've got it. Let's see what happens.
Let's make another proposition. Okay? One more proposition. Come here, you little motherfucker. Come up here and do that. Huh? You little bourgeois pig, get your ass up here. Huh? Yeah, yeah. You come up here. Let everybody see your face. You're full of crap, man. You come up here. You're nice in your gang, right? That's the gang, man. Stay with the gang. Don't come up here alone. Man, you got no balls at all. Get up here. Come up here alone. Come on. You come up here alone. Are you gonna stick with the gang? Huh? Stick with the gang. Listen to that guy. Somebody go near him. Listen to what he's saying. He's like a machine. Put another nickel in that mother and you're gone. Ah, ah, ah.
nickel into them, right? That's your great revolutionary. The little bourgeois machine that gets turned onto the vocabulary of Karl Marx. Crap! Lots of crap! Come on up here, man. Speak for yourself as one guy. Alone, you're nothing. Come up here. On he goes. On he goes. See? See that? That's where it's at. Okay. I don't have to say anything. This country's in a lot of trouble, and that's why. That's why. A lot of people are in the same bag. They think that by making a lot of noise, they can intimidate their opponents out of existence. That's where it's at. Now, I don't know of a single real communist who ever thought that he could intimidate his opponents out of existence with noise. Only bourgeois communists are like that, and they're regular run-of-the-mill crap. That's where it's at. Here he is standing back there saying, shut up, shut up. See, it's well articulated. Throw your little balls of paper. See, that's where it's at, that's what we're up against. The case has been made in a negative way. There's nothing for me to debate here because there is no opposition. I invited the opposition here. I pleaded with them to come here. One guy comes up here, he couldn't be heard because his own friends are making all this noise, on and on. The signs, like little automatic machines that are turned on and bought for 50 cents a piece near a subway exit. On and on they go. Nothing to say, only a lot of noise to make. That's why you're not listened to. That's why you don't get a chance to be heard. In this country, the establishment does not have to crush the opposition. You know why? Because the opposition crushes itself. It crushes itself. Look at this. Just a lot of noise. Now listen. There's a microphone here from a radio station. And I believe there's some TV mics up here. I could go on and I could talk to people out there and tell them what a bunch of slobs you are, and that they should pass more laws to put you people out of existence. That's what would come off. I don't want to do that. I want to make an exchange with you. You come up here and be heard by the people out there through these mics, and you shut up and let me be heard by the people in here without the mics. That's the offer I make. I'm going to keep making offers until my time is up. Because this way, I'm going to give you a chance to show to everybody just what the hell you are. So come on. I give another chance. Come on up here. Don't just hold a Viet Cong flag. Come here and say why the Viet Cong is the answer. Don't just hold a sign saying murderer. Come up here and say why, murderer. Don't just scream U.S. out of Vietnam. Come up here and say why, U.S. out of Vietnam. Don't just throw a piece of paper. If you're gonna throw something at me, punk, throw a bomb. Throw a bomb. Come on, you punk. Do something serious. If you believe in it, do something serious. But no, you want to throw a piece of paper. Because you want to be the revolutionary throwing something, but at the same time you want to be the little bourgeois throwing nothing. That's what you can't make up your mind about. You don't know where you're at, and you don't know what you are. Now if I'm wrong in all this, come up here and say it. I offer you this chance. It's my time. Now throw the paper, sweetie. That's the answer, right? Throw the paper. There have got to be at least five speakers after me. And by the time the third one's finished, you people are gonna be dead. You won't want to go on. You'll quiet down and your noise will die, like all noise dies, you see? Yeah. See, that's it. Hold your breath, man. Keep clapping, because you're gonna run out soon.
You can rest your voices. I'm going to have 10 minutes of silence for the Vietnamese people. I don't want to speak. Rest your voices. I'm going to hold the microphones for 10 minutes. That's right. I haven't finished speaking yet.
It's not silence. Hey, man.
Thank you.
10 minutes.